factually deranged opponent wants to use Putin as an attack dog against our NATO allies, and almost no one calls him out on that. Did Trump forget who America's longtime enemy is, or is that the only fact that matters is winning? Likewise, the Republicans aren't concerned that blocking funds for Ukraine and Taiwan helps Russia and China, only that any policy successes make Biden look good, and that's bad. For Donnie and his minions, it's victory at any cost, including the environment, American democracy, or preventing World War III. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Happy Valentine's Day. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news, stories, and tips at 971-245-2158. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Dan Raphael, Jezaniah Hawthorne, and Lisa Loving. The producer is Josh Salem, and our engineer is Althea Billings. Special thanks to Jill Freitas, Edwin J. Vieira, Suzanne Potter, Farah Siddiqui, Mark Moran, and Dr. Anthony Lizowitz. The director of the evening news is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 90.9 FM. I'm Zoe Carina.
And I'm Reed Johnson. All of our KBOO programs, including the evening news, are supported by our members. If you would like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for KBOO News in Depth. We'll be interviewing Rashida Quinn, the host and producer of the Black Care Matters podcast.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You are tuned into KBOO Portland. I'm Jezaniah Hawthorne, and I'm here with Rashida Quinn, executive producer and host of the Black Care Matters podcast. The podcast is launching today, February 14th. Rashida, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
First off, can you tell us a little bit about your professional background?
I am a couple years into a career change. During the pandemic, I went back to school and got a degree in communication. And I've been working as a nurse advocate, the program director for the Alliance of Black Nurses Association of Oregon, which is the organization that is producing this podcast and making it available to people. So it's been a really wonderful experience for me being able to support Black nurses throughout the Pacific Northwest.
Can you tell our audience what the Black Care Matters podcast is about?
So during the first year of supporting the nurses of ABNOW, the Alliance of Black Nurses Association of Oregon, while we would be putting together programming, whether it was setting up a booth at an event or helping get ready for a vaccination clinic, the nurses would be sharing stories with me about their experiences as Black nurses working in Oregon. And often the stories were really hard to hear, about isolation or being the only Black nurse in their experience, in their career, and also not having the support to navigate some of the ways that racism or bias showed up in their workplace. And it really became clear to me that these stories were really important, not only to share amongst each other, but as an avenue for advocacy for all of Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. You know, we have some very intense history that really excluded Black people. And these nurses have a unique experience that it made it very clear that I wanted to make sure those stories reached a larger audience. And so the Oregon Center for Nursing had as the pandemic changed in 2022, a huge grant project where they wanted to address the wellness of nurses that went through the pandemic. And we thought that would be a great opportunity for us to address the wellness of these BIPOC nurses. So we applied for that grant and we were successful, myself and the founding president, Danaya Hall. And that's how we came to be able to start creating this show.
What really bridged the gap from between the idea and then applying for that grant?
You know, it's rare that you kind of get the funding and the opportunity to bring a spark of inspiration into reality. So I think that we went out of our way to show in applying for the grant that often BIPOC issues or issues that affect minorities, especially Black folks, are not addressed as stressors when there is research being done about what exactly is causing the lack of wellness in fields like healthcare. And so, you know, there was a lot of energy, especially in Portland, being one of the longest standing places for protests during 2020 and the response to George Floyd. So there was a lot of response around wanting to support Black Lives Matter, but I think the catalyst of moving us forward was realizing that we needed to maybe help facilitate that energy to moving to another level. If Black Lives Matter, then how do we care for those lives? And so all of that and together, along with these inspiring stories from each of the nurses, really brought us to a place of knowing that this was a powerful opportunity to move forward.
Are there additional things that you hope people will take away from this podcast?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so these stories are so much more than just the response to racism and bias. They're, you know, Black folks hold all kinds of multitudes of strength and personality and resilience. And so each story is individual and unique and very powerful in and of itself. So it's just an opportunity to experience getting to know these folks in a really intimate way. And an underlying theme, I think, of the entire project that's really important is we want to highlight that going through these experiences in isolation and in silence is not okay. And there's a lot we can't solve in the world. There's some really difficult aspects of what it means to be existing in a white supremacist culture. But we can solve some things. And being able to speak up in response to witnessing microaggressions, especially when you're part of the dominant culture, is something that is a very accessible way to participate in allyship. So it's an experience of connecting with these nurses, learning their stories, learning the difficulties that they go through that's unique to being a Black nurse. And it's also, we hope, an experience of activating the potential that becoming a true ally in supporting Black nurses can do in terms of changing this dynamic and creating a better way for all of us.
Are there any misconceptions that you encountered in your work in general or while working on this project?
I mean, I think that once we got the funding to pursue the project, we really had a lot of autonomy in creating the path forward. And I wanted each nurse who was participating to feel as bold and open and free range as they wanted to about how they chose to tell their story and what parts of their experience they wanted to highlight. So if anything, I think we found amongst each other as a community, this really immense freedom when we had no dictation of what was off limits and it was just us. And Black folks are so rich, like in their storytelling, in their talents. There was singing in some podcasts. There was crying. There was such a moving and rich experience to be present with folks. So I think it was the exact opposite. It was so freeing and so counter to the constrictions of silence that we go through so often day to day as Black folks in Oregon and in Portland. So I think it was the opposite. Finally, there weren't any sort of misconceptions because we understand each other.
That is beautiful. And you might have already answered my next question. I was going to ask, what did you enjoy most about creating this podcast?
Oh, goodness. For me, I am also a Black woman, and although this experience was about featuring the nurses, I feel like I was healed and seen by interacting with each one of them. I've had my own experiences of extreme racial discrimination that's affected my life in so many ways over the years that I've been in Oregon, and a lot of that is very isolating, and it does make you feel like, why exactly am I here? Do I have the support that I need? And just by making space for these stories, I also got to find healing and be a part of what I think is a sustainable way to continue being in this city. So I am endlessly inspired. I learned so much about my own capacity by learning about theirs. And it's really good. Like, it's a really good show. We had an amazing team. Our producer, Ida Hardin, and our sound engineer, Ramoy Phillip, came together to create such an amazing experience for listeners. So I'm just incredibly proud of the project. And I don't think there's one thing that I could point out that is more special than the other.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about your team, the folks that were involved, anyone else you want to mention?
Yeah, I am super proud of our production team, Ida Hardin, our producer, who just really did a great job making each episode shine, and our sound support and production assistant, Ramoy Phillip, working out of New York. We had kind of a spread out team, and we really put together something incredible. And then it was a pleasure writing the grant with Danaya Hall, who was the founding president of the Alliance of Black Nurses Association of Oregon. And I'm just so grateful for the Oregon Center of Nursing for acknowledging that Black nurses are an important part of the healthcare experience, and that diversity matters if we're going to be actually addressing inequity in healthcare. So all of us really put our best foot forward and highlighted these stories in a way that I hope will shine endlessly as people listen to them.
And can you tell us a little bit about the launch of the podcast? I know it is releasing today, right?
Yeah. So the first episode is out today. You can listen on our website, which is www.blackcarematters.org. And you can find it anywhere that you listen to your podcast as well. We really wanted it to be sort of a love letter to the Black community. So we did choose Valentine's Day and right in the middle of Black History Month, because this is our Black history. This is the stories of, these nurses are taking up space in a way that I don't think they ever have. We're a unique show in that sense, that there is not an oral history of the Black nurse experience like this ever before. So we wanted to share it as a way to give back for all the ways that they care for us and care for them, and do it kind of, in a celebration of love on Valentine's Day.
I love that. A love letter. That is so cool. And I'm definitely feeling the love, the passion you have for this project. I'm so excited to hear it. So I'd like to add for our listeners, Abnow has kindly offered us to broadcast their series. So the first episode will air on KABU February 20th at 7 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just love for anybody who's interested in becoming a member of the Alliance of Black Nurses Association, you can check out the Alliance's website at abnao.org, abnao.org. It's an opportunity not only for Black nurses out there to find community and camaraderie, it's also an opportunity for allies in the nursing field to join the fight against racism and bias and support diversity in their health, in their workplace. So please do look into to the Alliance of Black Nurses Association of Oregon. And, you know, if it's right for you to join or to donate, we really appreciate that support. There's lots of opportunities for nursing students. There's scholarships. There's a path being made to diversify the workforce that is very unique. So that's something I just want listeners to know, that you don't have to stop at just listening to the podcast. You can continue to support and be a part of this great mission with us.
Thank you so much for sharing this really exciting project, Rashida.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having us and for supporting the recording of our show. It was so wonderful to be coming to the KBU studios on Sunday mornings and sharing with these amazing nurses. So this space really made a difference in our ability to create this work. So thank you.
Yes. And for our listeners, a part of the podcast was recorded here at the KBU studios. And we are just so happy to be a collaborator in your project. We're so happy to lift up projects like this.
Thank you so much.
This has been a KBU News in Depth with Rashida Quinn, communications specialist, journalist, and executive producer and host of the Black Care Matters podcast. Before we go, we'll hear the trailer for the Black Care Matters podcast. More information about the podcast and where to listen can be found at blackcarematters.org. And again, KBU will be broadcasting the series. You can catch the first episode here on 90.7 FM next Tuesday, February 20th at 7 p.m. For KBU News in Depth, I'm Jezaniah Hawthorne.
The Pacific Northwest has a reputation of lacking diversity. The truth is, though, Black people live here too. The quirky, artsy, nature-loving culture isn't just for white people.
I like that for Oregon, you're surrounded by nature.
I got into cross stitch.
I really love being in the garden.
In the midst of all this breathtaking beauty, these voices are the evidence that the Black community is here. We persist in building our lives, even as the broader culture attempts to exclude us.
I've had so many people in my life be like, oh, I'm taking your Black card because I didn't fit their box of what they thought a Black person should be.
I feel like a lot of situations you kind of just have to suffer in silence because the dex is already not in your favor.
This stark reality can escalate tenfold if you work in the healthcare system as a nurse.
Being a Black nurse, I have to see everyone's perspective, but no one can see mine.
Welcome to Black Care Matters, the show where we honor the unique experiences of Black nurses working in the Pacific Northwest. I'm your host, Rashida Quinn. In recognizing that Black lives matter, it's crucial that the care for these nurses also matters.
I think being a nurse is part of my purpose for being on this earth, is to connect with people to make their lives better in some way.
Nurses' voices matter. The medical system listens to nurses' voices.
It's this same healthcare system where the influence of cultural white supremacy has left a trail of detrimental consequences. In the stories of each nurse, these harrowing truths are brought to light.
My eyes go to this huge swastika permanently tattooed on this white man's back. My heart starts pumping like, oh my gosh.
We weren't talking about the history of how healthcare has hurt Black bodies and how that hurt is still affecting the community. So they're not going to trust you. And how do you address that?
These are just some of the hurdles nurses have to navigate. But this podcast isn't just a litany of those traumas. These nurses aren't just bearing the burden of white supremacy. This series is the testament that they are rising up, taking a stand, and embodying the change they seek.
It's been difficult to sit in spaces where the people on the other side of the table aren't quite ready to hear what you have to say.
Right.
But you know you have to say it.
I talked to everybody. They probably got sick of me. I talked to deans. I talked to faculty advisors. I talked to all of my instructors because I wanted there to be a space for other Black people coming into the program.
Tune in every month as I engage in heartfelt conversations with diverse nurses, each sharing their unique journey into the nursing field here in the Pacific Northwest. Brace yourself for narratives teeming with joy, unflinching honesty, and an unwavering determination to bring about positive change. If Black care does matter, then the care for these nurses, our nurses, undeniably matters. The question lies in whether we choose to listen. Join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
You are listening to News from the Boo, your look at the news inside KBOO. I'm Althea Billings, your news director. We have a few things lined up for this segment. We'll be meeting our new engagement coordinator, Kate Chase, and talking about special programming that we have coming up for All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 3. Thank you for being with us. We will start with talking to Kate, our new engagement coordinator. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Welcome to KBOO, probably. More importantly, can you tell us a little bit about yourself to start out here?
Yeah, so I'm Kate. I'm our new engagement coordinator. My pronouns are she, her, in my position, I'm going to be handling our social media, working on outreach and engagement, and doing a lot of the graphics for KBOO.
Very, very cool. I think our listeners would like to get to know you a little bit better, and there's the KBOO part of your life, of course, but what are some of the things that you do outside of KBOO?
Yeah, I love live music. I love going to shows. I love art, of course. I'm really interested in zines. I love to go to museums, galleries, stuff like that.
Nice. Very cool. What is your favorite thing about KBOO so far?
I love the community here at KBOO. It's been really great getting to know all the staff and some of the volunteers. Yeah, it's just a great community. Mm-hmm.
What drew you to KBOO?
Basically that community element, and I love KBOO's ethos, and just everything that KBOO is about really resonated with me. So I'm super excited to be here.
Very cool. Well, you mentioned a little bit of what your job as the engagement coordinator is. It is a new position at KBOO, so you're forging a new path for us, but can you talk a little bit more in detail about what that entails?
Yeah, so right now I'm kind of just working on building up our social media presence. Right now we're working on promoting our membership drive, All Thrills, No Frills. And so I'm just trying to get more consistent with posting, creating sort of a visual brand for KBOO.
Very cool. I appreciate that you're doing that because I think that, you know, we're radio, we're old media, and sometimes we have to dip a toe into the new media.
Yes.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can email engagement@kbu.org.
And Kate will respond. Fabulous. Well, we are very glad to have you on the team, Kate. I'm going to pivot slightly here and bring in Artie Wall, Membership Director, and Jezaniah Hawthorne, our Program Director, to talk about All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 3.
Hi.
Hey.
So, All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 3, it's a mouthful, but what else is it?
I think it's a great way to thank our listeners for their ongoing support. All year, we are asking them to become contributing members, donors, and so we wanted to put on a little something special for them and also highlight our programmers that are going a little above and beyond and putting together some special episodes and programs.
So All Thrills, No Frills is, you know, is an ethos. Thrilling, not frilling. But what sort of special programming can we look forward to in the next month?
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff lined up, stuff that's already happening or happened. You know, February is Black History Month, so for the last few years, KBU has been doing Black History and Future Month series every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Our Public Affairs Director, Ender, is making sure to have some really cool content lined up, showcasing Black creators and activists and history, all that awesome stuff. We have the Martin Luther King Jr. tribute remote that traditionally happens on MLK Day. It got moved due to the ice storm, so that is actually happening this Saturday. I think it starts at 1. People can come a little bit early if they want to check out the Victory Village, get to know organizations in the community. We have some other cool specials going on, like Love Your Pet Week. The Soul and R&B Marathon is happening this next Saturday, the 24th, from 12 to 12, so noon to midnight, with some of our favorite hosts like J.J. Johnson, Eugene Rashad, PDX Biologic. We got Celeste Carey and Chuck Barber. So a really great lineup.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah, and they're all going to be showing us their own, you know, unique perspectives on the genre, how it's touched them, and I'm really looking forward to that. We have the Metal Marathon starting on Friday, March 1st, around 8 p.m., and going until 6 a.m. the next day, so that's also really fun. We have International Women's Day. KBU has been putting together usually a whole day of content programming around celebrating women's achievements, history. And that will be starting at midnight on March 8th. And
yeah, you've been doing a lot of work on that one.
Yeah, it's a really fun one. We have just, everyone's so excited about it. And again, we've been doing this since the 80s, KBU, not me specifically. But I'm really happy to carry on the tradition, and I really hope people tune in for that one. We also have the Bluegrass Marathon, which will actually wrap up the drive on March 16th. From 9 to 5, but the drive goes all the way till midnight, so please don't forget to get in your last-minute donations.
I think you had some, there's a couple other specials as well that are maybe going to be mixed in there, because that's what it's all about, special programming. Are there other off-air things to be excited about?
Yes, so KBU will be collaborating with the Saturday Market. I think it'll be the first day of their first Saturday Market of the season. On March 2nd, I believe. KBU will be DJing the event. If you know are familiar with the program Noontime Jamboree, host Wade Hockett will be down there spinning some tracks for the event. And there'll also be a live band, so that's really fun. We're going to be collaborating with some fundraising efforts. It is their 50th anniversary of the market, so that they're really putting together some really cool events throughout this this market season.
Mm-hmm. So come say hi to KBU on that first Saturday market.
Yeah, stop by our booth.
We also have some really exciting merch campaigns happening for this drive, put together by the awesome engagement coordinator, Kate.
So, hey, Kate.
So be checking those out. We will be dropping new stuff every couple of weeks. You can see it at kbu.fm/thrilling.
Thrilling. Nice. T-shirts so far, yeah?
T-shirts and then one crew neck sweatshirt.
Crew neck sweatshirt. Okay. All right. Just thinking about the wardrobe. Do you lovely people have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't touch on?
Well, you can check out all the specials that we just talked about. They'll get archived and information about upcoming specials at kbu.fm/thrills. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And if you feel so compelled as to become a contributor, please go to kbu.fm/give.
Thank you, everybody, for sitting here with me. I've been speaking with KBOO Membership Director Artie Wall, Program Director Jezaniah Hawthorne, and our brand new Engagement Coordinator, Kate Chase. KBOO is heading into a whole month of exciting special programming, our All Thrills, No Frills campaign. You can find all of these upcoming specials at kbu.fm/thrills. And if you appreciate special programs like these created by and for the community, consider supporting KBOO with a donation. That can be done at kbu.fm/give or by texting the word KBOO to 44321. Thank you in advance for supporting your local community radio station. You have been listening to News from the Boo, your look at the news inside KBOO. I'm Althea Billings. Coming up at 6, it's Hard Knock Radio, so stay with us.
This is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Frills.